When Governor Andrew Cuomo and state lawmakers approved the state budget this week, they slipped in a provision to permit public campaign financing for elections in future years. But critics say the plan was designed to weaken minor political parties, including the Progressive Working Families Party, which has a long-running feud with Cuomo. WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports.
The public campaign financing measure has a history. Last year, when the governor and legislature could not agree on specifics, they appointed a commission to work out the details. That commission, steered by allies of Governor Cuomo, in November came up with a public matching fund system. It would begin for legislative candidates in 2024 and statewide offices, including for governor, in 2026. But it also made it more difficult for third parties to gain access to the ballot. For decades, any minor party that received 50,000 votes in a statewide election year automatically qualified to be on the ballot for all elections for the next 4 years. Now parties would have to requalify every 2 years, and the requirements will be steeper, 130,000 votes or 2% of the total vote, whichever is higher. Two minor parties sued, and in March, a Supreme Court judge agreed that the changes were unconstitutional and threw them out because the legislature did not act to approve them. But in the budget, completed in the early morning hours on April 3rd, lawmakers fixed that. They voted to enact all of the commission's recommendations. Senator Andrew Lanza, a Republican, objected to the provision. He says in the midst of a pandemic and a resulting major budget deficit, it's not the time to enact a program to use taxpayer money to fund political campaigns.
People are dying. People are losing their jobs. Businesses are folding. That's what's happening right now, right this very moment in the state of New York. But that ought not be a reason for politicians to figure out a way to give themselves a little welfare, a little extra money in their campaign coffers. Pandemic be damned.
Many who did vote for the measure did so reluctantly, including State Senator Liz Krueger, a Democrat, who says she's a supporter of public financing for campaigns.
I certainly don't like the idea that we yet again are trying to take away third parties' rights to be able to run people and participate in our democracy.
The progressive-leaning Working Families Party, which along with the state's conservative party successfully sued, says it's all about a long-running feud with Cuomo. The party in 2018 initially endorsed actor Cynthia Nixon, Cuomo's 2018 Democratic gubernatorial primary rival. WFP's executive director, Soshi Nemeka, says it's about Cuomo taking advantage in a time of public distraction to settle scores.
Using his expanded emergency powers to restrict people's voter choice, to limit and weaken those who he sees as his political opponents, to erode checks and balances. And so the legislature is responding to autocratic tactics, but the governor ultimately is completely running the show.
Nemeka says New York is alone in requiring minor parties to requalify for the ballot every 2 years instead of every four, and goes against a nationwide trend toward easing ballot restrictions. She says the party is considering going back to court.
Laws on our side. We feel strongly that if we pursue legal action, we will win again in court.
The Conservative Party also criticized the measure, saying it's a power grab by Cuomo that will eliminate political opposition and dissenting speech. Cuomo and his aides have consistently denied that revenge is a motive for the stricter requirements for third parties. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.